ॐ नमश्चण्डिकायै ॐ नमो भगवत्यै पराशक्त्यै सर्वरूपमयी देवी सर्वं देवीमयं जगत् अतोऽहं विश्वरूपां ताम् नमामि परमेश्वरीम्. So we saw how the king Suratha, who came in the family of Chaitra, was a king of the entire world, and then he was defeated by the kings of Kola, the place called Kola, who were people of Adharmis, Kola Pradvamsis. And he was defeated by them. Then again, and he went to his own place where he was staying. He was a king of his own small king area. And there again, his own ministers and his own ministers, his own servants, and with help of enemies, he cheated him. And there again, he was defeated again. His treasury, his army, everything was taken away by other people. And having lost everything, finally, he climbed onto a horse and he went to the forest. Gahanam Vanam. He went to the thick forest, and where he found an ashram. And the ashram was of the sage, saint, Rishi called Medhas, and he found the ashram beautiful. It was, even the wild animals were very pacified and quiet. Prashanta Shwapada Kirinaha, we saw. And this ashram had teacher and the disciples. He went to that ashram, and there, staying in that ashram, and he was actually honored as a guest by that ashram sage. He lived there when he was living. Itastataha, itaschetasa vicharan, moving here and there. And he was there, and one day he thought came to his mind. Achintayat. And what was the thinking? The thinking was expression of his possessiveness, expression of his mamakaraha, expression of his sense of ownership. Mamatva akshta chetanaha, mamadayinal nirambappatta manadinanai, mamatva akshta chetanaha. With a great sense of ownership, he was worried. He was thinking, I do not know what happened to my kingdom, my own servants. I don't know how they are ruling it now, whether my country is looked after well or not. I don't know what happened to my elephant and how he is treated. I do not know. Like that, he was worried. We saw that much. And my own servants now are serving other people, accepting their gifts. We saw that. 15th verse, no. Asam yagvyayashilai staihi kurvad bhissatatam vyayam sanchitasoti dukkhena kshayam kosho gamishyati yetat chanyaccha satatam chintayamasa parthivaha. Asam yagvyayashilai staihi kurvad bhissatatam vyayam sanchitasoti dukkhena kshayam kosho gamishyati. The 14th verse we saw yesterday, he was thinking, my God, my own servants who were my followers once upon a time, now, today, they serve other. They do the service of other kings, accepting their gifts, money, and food. He continues the 15th verse. Koshaha Kshayam Gamishyati. Please note. Koshaha Kshayam Gamishyati. Koshaha means treasury. Or collection of wealth, accumulated wealth. Koshaha means treasury or accumulated wealth. Accumulated, gathered, stored wealth or treasury. Kshayam gamishyati. Kshayam gamishyati means what? It will become empty. It will exhaust. Kshayam means it will perish totally. Kshayattai adayum, alivinai adayum. Kshayam means it will be destroyed. It will be completely finished. Why? Because he says, these people, satatam vyam kurvanti, the people, my ministers, always they spend. So, satatam vyam kurvanti. Vyam kurvanti means they spending. They do the spending. Vyaha means spending. Vyam kurvanti means salave seihirarhal. Salave seihindravarhalal. Kurvadbihi. Vyam kurvadbihi. Sadatam vyam kurvadbihi. Eppodum salave seihindravarhalal. By those people who are always spending. Karichu maduvavarinda. Okay. Vyayam kurvadbihi. See, vyayam karoti. Vyayaha means salav. Vyayam karoti means salave seihiran. Vyayam kurvanti salave seihirarhal. Seihindravarhalal. Vyayam kurvadbihi. By those people who always do the spending, who always spend money, by those people. And how do they spend? Asamyag vyashilaha. All those people, not only they're always do the spending, they're also of the habit of spending unnecessarily. Asamyag vyashilaha means the one who is given to the habit of unnecessary spending. Tevayatru veen salavu seihindravan. What do you say? Asamyag vyayashilaha. Asamyag vyayashilaha means the one who is given to the habit of unnecessary spending. Unwanted spending. Is asamyag vyashilaha. Samyag vyashilaha means one who is given to the habit of spending for necessary things. So asamyag vyashilaha singular. Asamyag vyashilaihi third person plural. Asamyag vyashilaihi taihi. By those ministers, by those people, my people, who are given to the habit of spending unnecessarily and who always spend, who always do the spending by those people, kshayam, koshaha kshayam gamishyati. By those people, my treasury will become empty. My treasury will be completely destroyed, finished. And what sort of treasury that is? Ati dukkha. Saha koshaha, that treasury, that accumulated wealth, actually atidukkena sanchitaha. It was stored, earned, accumulated with difficulty, with great difficulty. Atidukkena, mihunda kashtatinal serkappatta selvam. Atidukkena sanchitaha saha koshaha. That treasury, that wealth which was earned, gathered, accumulated, collected with great difficulty, Atidukhena, with great difficulty, Sanchitaha, it was gathered, collected, accumulated. And that such a koshaha, Atidukhena Sanchitaha Saha Koshaha, that was which was earned, collected, accumulated with great difficulty. And by these people who are given to the habit of unnecessary spending and who always do the spending, by those people, Koshaha Kshayam Gamishyati, it will be destroyed totally. Panthiyella Mudichiruvango. This is that it was his worry. Okay. Next sentence. Yetat cha anyat cha. Yetat this and anyat other. So this and that. Parthivaha. Parthivaha is another word for king. Parthivaha. This king surataha. Parthivaha. The king surata. Yetat cha anyat cha. This and that, satatam chintayamasa, always he was thinking. Chintayamasa, again it's a past perfect tense. You can take it as, he was always thinking. He was always worried. This and that. Typical expression. Yedayum adhi yedayavadhi yoshitrukkal solrama. We express that, no? Etatcha anyatcha, this and that, he was always thinking of something or the other. This and that means what? He was always thinking of, thinking and worrying of something or the other. Worrying about something or the other. Okay, is it clear now? What is the prose order? Asamyak vyashilaihi. Taihi satatam vyayam kurvadbihi asamyak vyashilaihi taihi amatyehi, I am adding. Ati dukkhena sanchitaha saha koshaha kshayam gamishyati. Yetat cha anyat cha satatam parthivaha chintayamasa. Got it? Okay. Tatra viprashramabhyashe vaishyamekam dadarshasaha saprishtastena kastvambho hetuschagamanetrakaha. Tatra viprashramabhyashe vaishyamekam dadarshasaha saprishtastena kastvambho hetuschagamanetrakaha. Sashoka iva kasmatvam durmana iva lakshase itya karnyavachastasya bhupate pranayoditam pratyuvachasatam vaishyaha prashrayavanatonrupam. Okay. Now this is how this king surataha parthivaha. Parthivaha means another word for king. He was all the time worrying about thinking. He was there. Tatra then, when he was there living worried, tatra vipra ashrama abhyashe. I'm breaking. Tatra vipra ashrama abhyashe. Tatra vipra ashrama abhyashe. Tatra viprama, sorry, vipra, tatra there. Tatra is indeclinable word which means there, angu, appozhudhu angu. Vipra ashrama abhyashe. See, abhyasaha means practice. Abhyashaha means near. Abhyashaha near. Abhyashe near. Near what? Ashramasya abhyashe. Near the ashram. near the ashram, there, kasya ashramasya abhyase, vipra ashrama abhyase. Vipraha means the learned sage. Vipraha means learned person, a scholar. Learned person is called vipraha. Even a brahmana is called vipraha. A saint is called vipraha. Vipra ashrama abhyase. Viprasya ashramasya abhyase. Viprashrama abhyase. Near that, near the ashram of that sage. Ammunivarin ashramatirk arihil. Viprasya ashramasya abhyase tatra. Ekam vaishyam dadarsha. He, dadarsha, past perfect tense. Drishtavan. Apashyat. So dadarsha means had seen. He saw. I'm using simple past tense. So this king, near the ashram of that saint, he found or he saw one merchant. Vaishyam ekam dadarsha. Oru vaishyanai avar kandar. Very simple. அந்த முனிவரின் ஆசிரமத்திற்கு அருகில் ஒரு அரசனை ஒரு வைசியனை கண்டார். So he saw a merchant near that ashram. தத்ர கஹ சஹ பார்த்திவஹா சுரதஹா. That pronoun சஹ stands for சுரத. சஹ பார்த்திவஹா சுரதஹா saw one merchant near that saint's ashram. And he is asking. Tatra vipram abhyase vaishyam ekam saha dadarsha. Then saha prishtaha. Saha prishtaha means what? Passive voice sentence. That merchant was asked. Prishtaha. See, prishtaha. Actually, prashtaha it must be, isn't it? Prishtaha. Yeah, prishtaha. Prichati, aprichat. Prichati, we say aprichat, but prishtavan, but here, prishta. Saha prishtaha, that merchant was asked by this king. Parthivena suratena saha vaishyaha prishtaha. That merchant was asked. Tena. Tena means what? Tena parthivena. Saha vaishyaha. Tena parthivena suratena prishtaha. He was asked, that per merchant was asked by this king. What was he asked? Kastvam bho. Bhoho. Bhoho means what? Addressing. Yeah. Boho. Hi. Boho is, okay, Samskrit hai is what? Boho. Boho, hi. Kahatvam. Kastvam. Kahatvam. Who are you? Ni are. Hetuhu cha agamane atra kaha. Atra agamane hetuhu kaha. Atra agamane in coming here. Agamane incoming, atra here, kaha hetuhu, what is the reason? So that merchant was asked by this king, hey, who are you? What is the reason for your coming here? Kaha hetuhu, what is the cause, what is the reason in coming here? இங்கு வருவதில் என்ன காரணம்? So what is the reason for your coming here? It is not for you, it's not there. I'm adding, okay? அத்ர ஆகமனே கஹ ஹேதுஹு. ஹேதுஹு, masculine gender word. அத்ர ஆகமனே கஹ ஹேதுஹு. What is the reason in coming here? Then, சசோக இவ கஸ்மாத்வம் துர்மனா இவ லக்ஷசே. And he continued. Tvam, he says, kasmat, kasmat, karanat. Why? Kasmat here should be taken as, kasmat means because of what reason. But you can say, why? Tvam, sashokaha iva. Why you seem to be sorrowful? Sashokaha means sorrowful. Iva as though seem to be. Why do you seem to, why are you sorrowful? Why do you seem to be sorrowful? Durmanaha iva lakshyase. Lakshyase, you are seen. Lakshyase, you are seen. You are seen as though you are sad. You are unhappy. You seem to be sorrowful. You are seen as though you are sad. Or as though you are mentally afflicted. Durmanaha means emotionally shattered. Mentally afflicted. Manam nondavanaha kaanapadugireer. Manam nondavar pola kaanapadugireer. Dukkam irundavar pola kaanapadugireer. You seem to be sorrowful. You are seen as though mentally, emotionally shattered or afflicted. Durmanaha iva, durmanaha means emotionally shattered, afflicted. Manam nundavar. Sashokaha, shokam nirendavar. Okay, sorrowful, sashokaha. Ashokaha, sorrowless. I'm doing this class thinking it will be useful for you to improve your Sanskritam also. So the recorded classes are at least boys can listen later on. So Iva means, see, it is very difficult to ask somebody, you are sorrowful, you are sad. You can't ask that. You seem to be as though, no? Iva means polar. As though you are sorrowful. You seem to be sorrowful. You seem to be emotionally afflicted. Who are you? What is the reason in your coming here? These was all questions by the king. Now the text is called Iti Akarnya. Iti Akarnya. Vachastasya bhupatehe pranayoditam. Now, these are all asked by the king. And these are the words. Vachaha. Vachaha means words. Tasya bhupatehe vachaha. These are all the expressions of that king. Tasya bhupatehe vachaha. You know? Akarnya. See, akarnayati means listens, hears, akarnayati, shrunoti. Let it akarnayati means shrunoti, listens, hears. Akarnya, having heard. Tasya bhupatehe vachaha akarnya. Having heard the words of that king. Which words? Iti, tas. Iti, tas, akarnya, having heard the words of that king. And however they said, pranayoditam. See, pranaya uditam. Pranaya means affection, no, love, concern. So pranaya uditam, pranayoditam. Udita means uttered, said. So having heard those words of the king, thus, which were uttered with love, which were expressed with concern. அன்புடன் சொல்லப்பட்ட அந்த அரசருடைய அந்த வார்த்தைகளை இவ்விதம் கேட்டு. So having heard those loving words of that king, in terms of who are you, what is the reason you're coming here, why you seem to be unhappy, why you seem to be afflicted, etc. And that Vaishya repeated, replied, Pratyuvacha. Pratyuvacha, again what? Had replied. Pratyuktavan. Pratyavadat. Vadati avadat. Prati is a prefix. Pratyavadat. Pratyavo. Pratyuvacha means prati plus uvacha. Pratyuvacha. Uvacha had said. Pratyuvacha had replied. So Pratyuvacha is taken as Pratyavadat. Pratyuktavan. Saha Vaishyaha. Tam Nripam Pratyuvacha. That merchant replied to the king. How? Prashrayavanataha. Prashraya avana avanavataha. See, avanavataha means bowing. Prashraya means with humility. Prashraya avanavataha. Prashrayanavataha means bowing with humility or humbly bowing. Humbly bowing, that Vaishya replied to that king. Saha Vaishyaha tam nripam prashrayavanataha pratyuvacha. So bowing with humbly or with humility, that merchant replied to that king. Here the word nripaha means king. Nrupaha, Parthivaha, how many words are coming across, you come across here? Is it clear? Yeah. Once I finish teaching all that, then I'll tell you the philosophical significance, everything. Now I want to go get the word meanings. Got it now? I think you must be definitely enjoying this. Saha Vaishyaha tam nripam prashrayavanataha pratyuvacha pratyuktavan. Oh, repeat, repeat. What did he reply? We have to go to the next verse. Now, Vaishya uvacha. You have the sentence now? Vaishya uvacha. Now, Vaishya tells. See. Now, you can see, the picture of this king. Going to the forest, finding the ashram and then staying there, and what was he thinking, what was worried about. Then he happened to see this merchant. The king sees the merchant. And now he asks the question, the merchant is going to reply. Vaishya uvacha samadharnama vaishyoham utpanno dhaninam kule putradare nirastascha धनलोभादसाधुभिहि विहीनस्वजनैर्दारैहि पुत्रैरादाय मेधनं वनमभ्यागतो दुःखी निरस्तश्चाप्तबन्धुभिः. सो समाधि नाम वैश्यः अहम्. समाधि नाम वैश्यः अहम्. This is how you have to introduce yourself to somebody. Okay? Suppose you're asked to introduce yourself in Sanskritam. How will you introduce? Samadhi nama vaishyaha aham. Swamani nama sanyasini aham. Prabhu nama vaidyaha aham. Krishna nama vaidyaha aham. You have to introduce yourself in Sanskritam like that. Okay? Like that. Okay. Now, samadhihi nama vaishyaha aham. I am a merchant known as samadhi, with the name samadhi. I am a merchant, aham vaishyaha. I am a merchant with the name samadhi. சமாதி என்ற பெயருடைய வைஷ்யன் நான். அகம் தனினாம் குலே உற்பன்னஹா. உற்பன்னஹா அகைன் பார்ட்டிசிபிள், ஓகே, உற்பன்ன தக்காரம் உற்பன்னஹா. ஐ வாஸ் பார்ன். அகம் தனினாம் குலே உற்பன்னஹா. ஐ வாஸ் பார்ன் இன் அ ரிச் ஃபேமிலி, த ஃபேமிலி ஆஃப் ரிச் பீப்புள். செல்வந்தர் வீட்டிலே தோன்றியவன். அகம் தனினாம் குலே உற்பன்னஹா. சோ ஹியர் தனம் யஸ்ய அஸ்தி சக தனி. தனம் யஸ்ய அஸ்தி சக தனின், நகாராந்த புல்லிங்க சப்தஹ. தனவான் தக்காராந்த புல்லிங்க சப்தஹ. தனின் நகாராந்த புல்லிங்க சப்தஹ. சோ தனின் நாமினேட்டிவ் இஸ் தனி, அதன் பாசிட்டிவ் பொருள் தனினாம். தனினாம் செல்வந்தர்களுடைய, தனினாம் குலே உற்பன்னஹா. I was born in the family of rich people. I am a merchant with the name சமாதி. Don't forget, சுரதஹ நிருபஸ்ய நாம வைஷ்யஸ்ய நாம சமாதி. Okay. Now he is telling his lot. Putra dharaihi nirastaha. Putra dharaihi nirastaha. Putra means son. Dharaha means wife. So putra dharaihi together by sons and wife. Putra dharaihi means புத்திரைஹி தத்தா தாராபிஹி. We can say what now? புத்திரதாரைஹி mean by sons and wife. நிரஸ்தஹ means rejected. So rejected by wife and sons. What is the reason? He says, dhana lobad. Dhana lobad. Due to greed for wealth. Because of the greed for wealth, dhanasya dhanaya lobad. Lobad due to, because of the greed for wealth. Putra dharaihi nirastaha. Rejected by my own sons and wife. And who are they? Asadhubihi. Asadhubihi. Putradarehi. Asadhubihi is adjective of putradarehi. Asadhubihi. Sadhubihi means by good people. Asadhubihi means by bad people. By bad sons and wife. Asadhubihi. Kettavarhalal. Mahangalal. Manaviyal. அசாதுபிஹி புத்திரதாரைஹி, பை பேட் வைஃப் அண்ட் சன்ஸ் பீங் ரிஜெக்டட் நவ் விஹீனஹா. விஹீனஹா மீன்ஸ் இழந்தவன், ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் டிவைட் ஆஃப். ஸ்வஜனைஹி தாரைஹி புத்திரைஹி ஆதாய மேதனம். So having lost my money, having given my money to vihinaha, so janaihi dharaihi putraihi vihinaha, so having lost people, family, all of them, me dhanam adaya, taking my money, taking my money, me dhanam adaya, taking my money, I was rejected by my people. Swajanaha, my people, wife and sons. Medanam adhaya, taking my money, I have been rejected by my sons, my people, sons and wife. Vanam abhyagataha, I have come to the forest. Vanam abhyagataha, I have come to the forest. How dukhi, as a sorrowful person, I come to the forest. Bandubihi nirastaha cha, nirastaha. Nirastaha, again rejected. Having been rejected. Having been rejected by my own relatives, divided of my own people, a sorrowful person, I come to the forest. How to Tamil? Selvandara Kulathile Samadhi endra peyarudan thondriya naan theevargalana மகன் மனைவியார் மனைவிமாரால் பணத்தை பேராசையினால் நிராகரிக்கப்பட்டேன். எல்லோரையும் இழந்தவனாக என்னுடைய செல்வத்தையெல்லாம் எடுத்துக்கொண்டு உறவினர்களால் நிராகரிக்கப்பட்டவனாக துக்கத்துடன் வனத்திற்கு வந்துள்ளேன். This is the meaning. Got it now? Okay. So, swajanehi darehi putrehi vihinaha. I am devoid of all my own people, my sons and wife. And having taken my money, medanam adaya, my own relatives, I've been rejected, nirastaha. And dukhi vanam abhyagataha. I have come to the forest as a sorrowful person, unhappy person. Is it clear? Now, soham navedmi. Now he is also like that. Same way he is going to worry about his wife and children ditched him. But now he is worried about them. This is the life, isn't it? Soham navedmi putranam kushala kushalatmikam. Pravruttim swajananancha dharanaanchatra samsthitaha. Soham navedmi putranam kushala kushalatmikam. Pravruttim swajananancha dharanaanchatra samsthitaha. Kinnute samtam. Katham te kinnu sadvruttaha, durvrutta kinnu mesutaha. He says, saha aham, so having come here, rejected by all of them, aham putranam kushala akushalatmikam na vedmi, I do not know, vedmi, I know, na vedmi, I do not know, no, wellness. See, kshemam, wellness. Akshemam, they're not wellness. Okay. I do not know anything about them, whether they're doing well or not well. I do not know anything about my sons. Putranam kushram. Mahangaludaya nalathayum nalaminmayayum naan enakku theriyadu, naan ariyen. I do not know the wellness. I do not know the non-wellness also of my sons. Putranam kushalam akushalam akushalatmikam aham na vedmi. Sujananam pravruttim cha dharanam cha na vedmi. I do not know the pravrutti means activity. I do not know activities of my own people, swajananam, also my wife, dharanam, of my wife. The word Sanskritam, dharaha, is the ever plural word. See, one wife also, you must say dharaha. Dharaha is nitya bahuvachana shabdaha. I don't know why, don't ask me, okay? Dharaha is ever a Bahuvachana Shabdaha. So, Dharanam, Sujananam cha, Pravrittim na Vedmi. I do not know the activities and the welfare of my wife and my people. Atra Samsthitaha, sitting in this forest, Atra Samsthitaha, staying here, remaining here, Inga Irindu Kondu Irukkindavanaga, remaining here, Samsthitaha, Atra Samsthitaha, remaining here, I do not know their activities. I do not know how they are doing, whether they are okay or not. I do not know. Putranam kshemam navedmi, akhyam navedmi, sujananam pravrittim navedmi, dharanam cha pravrittim navedmi. Atra samsthitaha. I do not know. Kim no tesham grihe kshemam akshemam kinnu sampratam. Tesham, for them, grihe, at home, tesham, for them, at home, grihe, kim nu samp, kshemam akshemam. I do not know whether they are well or not. Then, kim nu sampratam, sampratam means at present. At present, I do not know how they are, they are well or not. And katham te kim nu sadvruttaha. I do not know whether my sons now are sadvruttaha, means they are of good conduct now or not. Or durvruttaha, or they are of bad conduct. I do not know whether my sons and people are of good conduct or of bad conduct. Durvruttaha means ketta nadathe udayavargal. I do not know whether they are of bad conduct. Suvruttaha, sadvruttaha, sadvruttaha, whether they are of good conduct, good behavior. I do not know how they are. Katham na vedmi. I do not know. I do not know whether they are well or not. I do not know they are of good conduct or not. I do not know whether bad conduct or not. How they are at home now. What their activities are now. I do not know anything about them. Sitting here, I do not know what is happening with them. They rejected him, ditched him. Why should he be worried about him? That is called bandaha. See, this Devi Mahatmyam presenting typical Indian mindset. Okay? Typical. It's all unnecessarily worrying. I don't think anybody else will be worried in this way. Such a worry only Indian mind will have. Who bothers to know what happened to the wife and children? And then, now maybe some people will be other countries also. But it is typical, isn't it? How they are behaving now? Durvruttaha va, sadvruttaha va, kim? No, me sutaha, my sons. I do not know whether my sons are of good conduct now or bad conduct now. Tesham grihe kshemam akshemam sampratam na vedmi. I do not know their wellness or non-wellness now at present. Aham atra samsthitaha. I am here. So I do not know anything about them. Now the Raja tells, hey, fool, why are you worried? They have rejected you. He's going to tell that now. Is it clear now? We got all the 125th verse. Suppose, imagine, even now people are worried. I know so many calls, most of my time I'm spending sitting here, consoling people, don't worry. You know, my son is America, my daughter is America, my children are there, they're in Australia, I don't know, in Spain, I know how they are, I know what God is going to do, oh, Corona is going to do. We can't go and see them, they can't come and see us now, what can we do? This is my, every day I'm spending at least 2 hours to send mantras and replying. Why I'm saying this typical worry of parents. And also elderly parents. Grandparents are worried about their children. Parents are worried about their children. And the children don't seem to be worried much. They're okay. But they think, we are already very busy, our own kids and families, that we had no time to talk to them and then respond to them. They expect us to talk to them all the time, call them. This they consume. This is the worry. This is how the story has to start. No? How we are worried. The sense of possession. King also was worried. My God, ati dukkena sanchitaha shoshaha kshayam gamishyati. How hard I worked hard to earn the gajana, and now it's going to be, you know, these people are going to spend everything. He was worried. And now this man is worried about his family and who rejected him. Now, Raja Uvacha, I'm going to stop here, okay? Raja Uvacha. Now, King is telling, Yai nirasto bhavan lubdhaihi putradaradi bhirdanaihi teshu kim bhavata sneham anubadhnati manasam yair nirasto bhavan lubdhaihi putradaradi bhirdanaihi teshu kim bhavata sneham anubadhnati manasam. He's saying, bhavan, bhavan means second person respectful expression. Bhavan, you, okay, you, nirastaha, you were rejected. You have been rejected. Nirastaha, you have been rejected. Bhavan nirastaha. You have been rejected by whom? Lubdaihi. Lubdaha means greedy person. Lubdaihi by the greedy people. And who are the greedy ones? Putra daradibihi. Putra daradibihi. Danaihi lubdaihi. You have been rejected. Bhavan nirastaha. Putra daradibihi. You have been rejected by your wife and sons. And who are they? Danaihi lubdaihi. You have been rejected by your wife and sons who are greedy for wealth. By greedy wife and sons, you have been rejected. Yaihi. You have been rejected by your wife and sons, the greedy wife and sons, by whom? Teshu. Kim bhavataha sneham manasam anubadhnati. Teshu bhavataha manasam kim sneham anubadhnati. Teshu indam avarhidatil. Okay, towards those people, bhavataha manasam means your mind. Manasam should take as mind. Your mind. Kim, why? Sneham anubadhnati. Ties with love. Why does your mind tie with love towards those people? Anubadhnati ties. Why does your mind tie with love towards those people? Why do you remain attached? That is the actual question. Bhavataha manasam. Bhavataha manasam kim teshu. Teshu sneham anubadhnati. Yen anbinal kattukirudhu manadum. Why does your mind tie with love towards those people? Why does your mind bind with love? Why does your mind bind with love, tie with love? Manam avaridam manadinal yen kattu anbinal yen kattugirathu. That is the meaning. Kim sneham anubadhnati. Yai nirasto yaihi nirastaha. யைஹி புத்திரதாராதிபிஹி தனைஹி ருப்தைஹி பவான் ரஸ்தா தேஷு பவான் பவத்தஹ மானசம் கிம் ஸ்நேகம் அனுபத்னாதி. Why does your mind tie with the love towards those people by whom you have been rejected? That's the meaning. And Vaishya tells, evam etadyatha prah bhavanasmadgatam vachah evam etadyatha prah bhavanasmadgatam vachah kim karomi na badhnati மம நிஷ்டுரதாம் மனஹ. He says, ஏவம் in this manner, this is how ஏதது, this is how this, no, ஏதது ஏவம், ஏதது ஏவம் or ஏவம் ஏதது. ஏவம் ஏதது means, this is how the mind, he says, ஏதது ஏவம் and யதா பிராக. பவான் அஸ்மத்கதம் வச்சஹா பிராஹ. வாட் யூ செட் அஸ்மத்கதம், அஸ்மத்கதம் மீன்ஸ் வாட், ஆன் மை மை ஆன் மை ஃபார் மை சேக், அஸ்மத்கதம் ஃபார் மை சேக். யதா வாச்சஹா பவான் பிராஹ, ஆஸ் யூ செட், ஆஸ் யூ நீங்கள் என்ன எனக்காக சொன்ன சொற்கள். பவான் அஸ்மத்கதம் யதா வாச்சக வச்சகா பிராக, வாட் எவர் வேர்ட்ஸ் யூ செட் ஃபார் மை சேக், ஏதது ஏவம் தட் இஸ் ட்ரூ. மம மனஹ நிஷ்டுரதாம் ந பத்னாதி, மை மைண்ட் டஸ் நாட் அக்செப்ட் ஹார்ஷ்னஸ். நிஷ்டுரதா நவுன் ஹார்ஷ்னஸ், நிஷ்டுரதா ஹார்ஷ்னஸ். நிஷ்டுரத்தாம் ஆப்ஜெக்டிவ் கேஸ். ந பத்னாதி ஹியர் டஸ் நாட் டை, டஸ் நாட் அக்செப்ட். மை மைண்ட் டஸ் நாட் அக்செப்ட் ஹார்ஷ்னஸ். கிம் கரோமி, வாட் டு ஐ டூ, வாட் ஷால் ஐ டூ. யூ ஆர் ரைட், வாட் எவர் யூ சே, whatever words you say for my sake, they're all true. Evam etad, sarida, this is a typical expression, okay? Whatever words you say on my behalf, they're true. But my mind does not accept harshness or cruelty. And it was cruelty. What do I do? What shall I do? Okay, I'm going to stop here and then I'll see you tomorrow, okay? Okay. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.